I've got some baby butterflies that were just born.
It's opening week at the Grand Traverse Butterfly House in Williamsburg. Owner Cindy Beaubier is showing a group of children how to hold very still so the butterflies might land on them.
This one is a banded peacock from Asia, and then we have a swallowtail from Africa. Oh, there goes our swallowtail.
The butterflies the children are seeing are replacements for the first group. Beaubier says it was a chemical in the flowers she had planted that caused that group to die.
They do a very scary twitching behavior. It's a neurological effect. So first their tongues, or what's called a proboscis, is paralyzed, so they can't eat. So they slowly starve to death and twitch with neurological effects as they die.
The culprit is a chemical called a neonicotinoid. If that word sounds familiar, you've probably heard it in relation to honeybees. Studies have linked the use of these pesticides to colony collapse disorder. That's a condition that causes honeybees to abandon their hives and die. They're deadly to butterflies, too, and that's something that Beaubier was well aware of when she got her plants from a commercial greenhouse in Ohio. She asked the greenhouse specifically if its products contained neonicotinoids.
The answer was no. The answer was we use foliar sprays. Don't be worried. We see butterflies and bees in our greenhouses all the time. You shouldn't be concerned.
Beaubier says the whole ordeal cost her about $10,000. But her biggest concern is that greenhouses are selling these products to an unwitting public.
Grandma Jones goes to her local box store to buy her garden and wants to plant a butterfly garden and ends up buying these plants that have been treated systemically with neonicotinoids. In essence, she's putting a butterfly garden out there to kill butterflies and bees.
Eric McCumber is an inspector with the Michigan Department of Agriculture. He's assisting the Ohio Department of Agriculture in an investigation of the greenhouse Beaubier used. McCumber says Beaubier's plants were treated with a very common type of these pesticides. It's called imidacloprid.
If a homeowner was to use an imidacloprid product on a plant like a butterfly bush, it's going to kill the butterflies. The very insects that they are wanting to see, the imidacloprid would be deadly to those butterflies.
McCumber says imidacloprid is the most common insecticide in the world. It was developed in the late 1980s as an alternative to insecticides that were harmful to people and animals. These days, most greenhouses, including big box stores, carry products with imidacloprid. Some of them are taking steps to make sure their customers are informed about the dangers. Last month, the home improvement chain Lowe's announced it would phase out imidacloprid by 2019. The Environmental Protection Agency has a new law requiring the labeling of the chemical. But McCumber says the problem is that most people buying garden products from their local nursery have no idea what they should be looking for.
What the users need to do is look at that product label, and on the very front panel of it, it's going to give you an ingredient statement. And if you see imidacloprid in there, then, well, you know you've got imidacloprid.
Because of the pending investigation and the possibility of a lawsuit, McCumber and Beaubier are not naming the Ohio greenhouse that sold the plants. Beaubier says the death of her butterflies was heart-wrenching, but she's choosing to move on.
I'm a very spiritual person. I'm a God-fearing person, and I feel that God puts obstacles in your place for a reason, and I'm just trying to chalk this up to a learning lesson so that others past me learn from it. I don't want other people to go through what I went through, and I want people to be more educated so they make better decisions for our bees and our butterflies.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selvig.